the Mishnah, he learned the girsa wrong. He had the girsa that the sreifa fell into the niskalin, and you tell him, don't learn that way, by saying that, it's not nice. You're not supposed to say that this to your father. But Tanya, we learned like this. The Tanya, we learned. Let's say a son even sees his father doing something against the Torah. Is loyal, you're not supposed to stop speak out. Abba, ovata divrei Torah. Father, you're doing against the Torah. It's not nice. It's not there covered. You can't stop tell your father outright. Ovata divrei Torah. Elo, rather, you have to say it with respect. Elo, oimaloi, say it to your father like this. Abba, you should know, kach ksiv ba Torah. This is the way it says in the Torah. So you can't tell him directly he's doing something wrong. Yeah. So that's the question. Saif, saif, hainuach. But what's the difference? Rashi says, like any way he'll be embarrassed. What's the difference which way you say it? Either way he's going to be embarrassed. Even if you tell him that doesn't the Torah say it this way, so he'll also be embarrassed then. You can embarrass him both ways. Say like this to your father, Abba, Mikra Kosa Vatera Kachu. You should know, there's a pasuk in our Ella Rashi says, B'nichusai Meloi. You have to say it nice and calm to your father. Because it depends how you say it. If you say, Father, doesn't it say like this? That's also not nice. You're giving it to him. But rather, you have to say it to him nicely and calm. B'nichusai Meloi. Mikroma Vatera. Just repeat in front of him the pasuk that says in the Torah. Don't tell him like, doesn't it say this way? Just say, there's a pasuk like this. Your father by himself will understand what you mean. So that's a nicer way of saying it. You should have not told your father such a lesson. Do not learn this way, but rather you just should have said differently. You just should have said it would make more sense like to say this way, not to say that way. Now the Mishnah says, "Mishen is chayiv v'shtei misayz bezdin." Somebody, Leprosha, did two different averas, and is chayiv two different misayz bezdin. Before bezdin killed him on the first avera, bezdin went ahead and passed in the second mechiv misa. He was boilonish. He lived with an eshes ish. He was mechal shabbos. Bezdin passed in two different mechiv misas. So lachar is nidun v'chamura. We give him the more chamidik misa. And the Gemara asks the question: the churb shita, like why not? The person did two separate averas here, so for the first one it deserves skila, just because he does a second avera, and that's only chenik, so when you give him the easier misa, why should he gain on the deal? Pshita gets the mochamed the gemisa. We'll see in the Gemara. But here it says the person does two different averas, one is chayiv skila, one is chayiv chenik, so pshita we give him skila, the mochamed the gemisa. Over avera shenis chayiv shtei misas. Let's say he does one avera that is chayiv two misas for. Let's say he lives with his mother-in-law that's married. So by living with your mother-in-law, she's an Eishas Ish, and she's also Chamoisa, Yechayiv, two different Mises. For one Yechayiv Skila, for one Yechayiv Sreifa, for Chamoisa Yechayiv Sreifa, and for Eishas Ish, Yechayiv Chenik. So what's the Locha? Nidin Bechamura. We give him the Mohammed Dikamisa, we give him Sreifa, yeah, even though she's also an Eishas Ish, but in Svara, you give him the Mohammed Dikamisa. Reb Yosi Yoman, no, it depends. Nidon v'zikor rishoyna shevolov. We give her the punishment what the first thing came upon her. Zikor rishoyna, like in the case here, she's your mother-in-law. Let's say when you married your wife, your mother-in-law was an amana. She wasn't married at that time. So when you marry your wife, the mother-in-law comes also to you first because she's an amana. Because she's your mother-in-law. That's the first issa. So later, if she would get married, Lamaisi, you would not give the second misa, only the first misa. Or this way would make a difference. Let's say the opposite way. Let's say your mother-in-law, like she was married. At the time when you married your wife, she was married. So it comes out, even before you married your wife, she was also to you, because she's an Eishes Ish. Now you marry your wife, now she becomes also to you, secondly, because of Chamaisai. So in such a case, if you live with your mother-in-law now, you'll only get Chenek and not Sreifa. That's Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush. Since before you married your wife, before she became your mother-in-law, she was an Eishes Ish. She was also to you, but her is an Eishes Ish. And for that, she's only Chayim Chenek. And now, even though she becomes your mother-in-law and you live with her now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would not receive Sreifa, but still stick with the Zika Rishayna. We'll see in the Gemara, that's the Svar of Einis Achalalissa. Since she's already usher to you, the terrorist and Ashes Ish, now that she also becomes your mother-in-law, we say Einis Achalalissa. The second Issa does not take place here, therefore you only receive the first Misa. Now the Gemara says, Pshita. What's the first case of the Mishnah where a person does two different Averis? And Bez and Paskins, two Chiyuva Mises, so we give him the more stricter. For one he deserves Skila, and one he deserves Chenek, we give him the Skila. For the Gemara Pshit, of course, El is Gura Iska, should the guy gain on the deal? Because he does the second Avera, that the second Avera is only Chayiv Chenek, we should only kill him with Chenek, Pshit, he did already an Avera Chayiv Skila, of course we give him the Mohammed the Gemisa. What's the Chiyush of the Mishnah? El or Omar Rabbah says like this, he did a simple Avera. First he did the Avera that is only Chayiv Chenek for. That's all. V'nigma dinoi al Avera Kala and Bezdin Paskin. He's Mizdani, he lived with an Eishes Ish. He's Chayiv Chenek. Bezdin Paskin already, this person is Chayiv Chenek. V'chozo v'yover Avera Chamura. And now he lived with his mother-in-law. That now he's Chayiv Sreifa. So in this case, Salka Daita Chamin Chayiv would have thought to say, Kivun the Nigma Dina Le'Avera Kala, since Bezdin already passed him, that he lived with an Ashes Ish, Bezdin already gave up Psak Din, this person is Chayiv Chenek. And they gave the Gemara Din already. Just he broke loose and went with another lady again. But Bezdin gave a Gemara Din already. So I would have thought to say, since there's a Gemara Din on him, Le'Avera Kala, Haigavra Katila Heve, the person is called like a dead man already. Therefore, when he does the second Avera, there's no purpose in passing the second time. He's a dead man already. We don't give up Psak Din on a Gavra Ketila. That's what I would have thought. Kamashmula, no, still, no. Since the Maisa, the second Avera is a more Chomedic Avera, and the Maisa, even though he has the Gemar Din upon him, but he's still alive, he's still here in the world. That's a Chiddush. So even though he's called the Gavra Ketila, if he does a second Avera, he has another Chi of Misa upon him for that. So Mela Bezdin goes to give the second Psak, to give him Sreifa, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Before the Gemar Din, Pshita. The Chiddush is, even though there was already a Gemar Din, that's also a Chiddush. Gemash Mela. Boi minei avua de Rabbi Yosef bar Chomo meraba banosin. Minoha milsa, how do I know this Yisrael you're telling me? Minoha milsa, the Yom Rabbonah that we just said, Mishin is Chayef Shtei Mises Bezdin. Someone that did two Chatoyim, and it's Chayef two different Mises Bezdin, they need the Mechamura. How do I know the Svara? Even though before the Gemara said Svara Pshita, but could be now, like the last Chiddush, even though he's already Kapaskin, he's a Garva Ketila, still we Paskin a second time. How do we know this? There's a Paskin in Yecheskel that says, for Hoyled Ben Poritz, he gave birth to Ben Poritz, Shoyfer Dam, he kills people, Elohorim Ochal, V'yas Esh Riei Otimei, for first cases, he kills somebody, now he lives with an Eshes Ish, V'yel Hagilulim Nostena. He went to worship Avodah Zarah. Now, V'hoilet ben Peretz, Shofech Dam, him is the Saif. You gave birth to a son that killed somebody, so for that, for killing Yechayiv Saif, that's one Misa. As Eshes Riei Otimei, he lived with an Eshes Ish, Zu Eshes Ish V'chenek, for that Yechayiv Chenek. V'yel Hagilulim Nostena, he picked up his eyes to the Gilulim, to the idols, Zeh Avodah Zkechovim B'skila, he deserves to get Skila. So there's one person now did three Averis, Achiyev, Skila, Saif, and Chenik. What Misa do we give him? Until the end of the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas, Dom of Boy, Yiyev, Skila. So we give him Skila. Since the Limo, there's one person did three Averis here, that we end up giving him the Misa Chomer. According to our Gemara Lechur, the case had to be that even though there was already a Psak Din on Chenik, still we go to give another Psak Din to Yishchai Skila to give him Skila. Maskev lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Eimer maybe kula the skila. Maybe no. Maybe this whole pasuk is talking about a chiyuv skila only. And maybe the pshat is like this: for hoyle the ben porit shofich dam zeh ben sarah maru. Maybe we're talking about that you have a son of the, that's a ben sarah maru. And eventually, if you don't kill him now, he'll go to kill other people. Therefore, you have to kill him now. But we learned before the beskila a ben sarah maru deserves skila. Now the second part of the pasuk is. Eishes Riei Yotimei, he lived with an Eishes Ish, what does that mean? Zeh Nara Hamarasa. Maybe it means a man lived with a Nara Hamarasa, that the Beskili is Chayes Skila. So they both have the same Misa. And the third case is, V'yel Hagilulim Noseinov, Zu Avar Eskechovim, the Beskila. So maybe the Pasuk is talking about all three Mises are the same. So you have no proof from here that when there are two different Mises, we give the Misa Chomer. Maybe here they're all the same Misa. So the question is, so, in came, my Kamashlo and Yecheskel. What is Yecheskel teaching us then? Like, what does he have to say this for? That if a person's a Ben Saramara, a person's a Lizra Naramarasa, he worships the Avodah Zarah, is Chayeskila, Shrita. So Mara says, Dilma Torah Kamadar. Maybe he's just repeating over the Torah, and the Chanami, he's not doing anything more, it's true. He's not telling us Chedushim, he's just repeating over his door what it says in the Torah. In came, Iboyle Lehadurai, he should have repeated it. Means to say that if he's only repeating what it says in the Torah, he should have repeated it in the same lush like it says in the Torah. He should have said over the Lavim of the Torah, not make up his own lishonis. Because if the Navi is saying something new, his words, it must be he's teaching us something new. If he just meant to repeat the Lavim, what it says in the Torah, he should have repeated. This is the way it says in the Torah. Why does he make up new lishonis here? So it must be that Yecheskel come to teach us something new. So that's how we learn from this pasuk is kipshutai, that there were three different chiyuvim mises, and the pasuk ends off that which one do we give him? Skila, because that's this klal we give the misa hachomer. Dorish Ravach Rabar Chanina. Might as well the pasuk say Elohorim loy ochal. For the mountain he did not eat, that means to say, Shloi Ochal b'schus avoysa. It's like a schus upon a person. He did not rely on his father's money, but he only took care of himself. The Ein, what? Yeah, he was a chassid. He didn't want to take anything from his father even. He only took from his own. The Ein of Loi Nosel Gelule Beis Yisrael. What does that mean? He didn't put his eyes on the bed of Beis Yisrael. He did not walk around with his head stuck up. He walked with his head bent down. He had Yerushalayim. The Eishes Rieyu Latim, what does that mean? Parsha means he did not live with an Eishes Ish. No. It means Ziv Chosid, Shloyorad Liyum Nosi Chaveroi. He did not go into his friendness. He did not ask friend if his friend had a store. He did not open up a store right next to his friend. The Eishes Nido Laikirov, Shloynena Mikupa Shotzdok, interessant. He didn't have to do with an Ishanida, he did not have anything to do with a Kupa, he never took money that he did not need. Rashi says, it's not nice for a person to do this. In the same way, it's not nice to live with an Ishanida, it's not nice to take money if you do not need it. Susant. Modna, Sushtel here. Yeah, right, yeah. Well, see, the Pasuk says, Tzadiku Chaya Yichya. That this person that does all these three tipkis, he'll live. So, Kishoy Rab Gamliel Magila Mikra Zeo Yabaycha, when he got to this spot, he started to cry. For Yom, he said like this to himself, Man the Yavah the Kul Hu the Chai, a person does all these three Maisa tipkis, he'll live. But, Bechodi Minay Eloi, if you only do one of them, you're not gonna live, why not? Omele Rabbi Kiva, no, Avadi, either one of them, each one of them separately is the Maisa Chasidus, is the schus to have a long life. Elamiyatif, so, the Pasuk says, Al-Titmu B'chol Eila. Don't be mizanim with all the arroyas there. His Hachinam, you want to tell me, B'kula in, B'chodim in Ayeloi, the Pasuk needs to say, you can't be mizanim with all the arroyas, but each one separately, you could, no. Ela B'yachas M'chol Eila, means one of them. His Hachinam, B'yachas M'chol Eila, one of them. Any one of these three midas, if you hold on to them, it'll be a schus to have a richas yam. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yedaf Pei Aleph. You're the bottom. Yeah, the Mor says, over Aveiru. So the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, a person has two Aveirus, so B'yaisi says, you go after the first one, and not the second one. So Mor says, Tanya, we learned. Ketzad Omer Rav Yaisi. Where's the case that Rav Yaisi said, Nidon V'zika Rishoyna. You get the punishment, you get the Nisa, for the first Aveiru that came about, and not the second one. So Mor says, the case is, let's say you're living now with your mother-in-law. Now, let's say when you married your wife, she was an almona. So when you married her, the first issa to you is the mother-in-law. The nasis eishes ish, and then she got married, she remarried. So locher is, if you live with her now, nidim b'chamoisoi. You only chayv misa b'teres chamoisoi, because that was the issa that came first. In other words, Rav Yaisi holds the klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So since there's one Issa first of Chamoisai, later when she becomes an Eishes Ish, the second Isra is not Chal. Which here it wouldn't make that much of a difference, because Chamoisa is the Misa of Sreifa, and Sreifa is more Chomer. Eishes Ish is only Chenik. So anyway, you would receive Sreifa. But the Chiddush is the other way. Eishes Ish, let's say first the mother-in-law was married. She was married. And then you married her daughter, Venasis Chamoisais. Comes out your mother-in-law, first she was also to you, even before you married your wife, because she was a married lady, she was an Eishes Ish. With that, there's only a Chiyuv Chenik. Now you marry her daughter. So she becomes also to you now, because she's also your mother-in-law. Here's the Chiddush. And if you live with her now, see, even though Beteres Chamoisai, you deserve Sreifa, still Rabbi Yossi holds, Nidum B'Eishes Ish. You'll only receive the Misa for living with a regular Eishes Ish. Only Chenik. You will not receive the Misa Sreifa, because he holds the Klal of Ein Nisa Chalalisa. Oh, Malay Ravacha Barava. Lerava Chamoisai, what are you telling me? If first she was only a Chamoisai, when you married your wife, your mother-in-law was an Amona. She wasn't married at that time, therefore the first Issa is that she's your mother-in-law. Finashis Eishes Ish, and then she remarries. So what are you telling me? Nidim b'chamoisai, that the person receives Sreifa. Yidan as chamoisai. And mashma, not b'teres Eishes Ish, that b'havaminor. So I'm asking the question, why? In such a case here, that first she was your mother-in-law, and then she remarried. So what do you want to tell me? The Eishes Ish is not chal, because of the klal, ein issa, chalal issa. Here it should be different. Lida nami ar issa Eishes Ish. The issa Eishes Ish should also be here. Why? Domer Rabavua. Rabavua said that moide Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees the issa moisef. He agrees that the second issa adds on to the first issa, then the second issa is chal. Like this, there's a klal, ein issa, chalal issa. But over here, first she's your mother-in-law, but she's an amona, she's not married. So she's mutter to the rest of the world, she's only usa to you. When she remarries, she becomes an Eishes Ish, she's usa to the whole world now. So it comes out the second Isser Eishes Ish is Moisif Isurim, it applies to more people in the world. So here Rabbi Yossi agrees, the second Isser is Chal, could double over the first one. So he answered that question.